Hi, I'm Megha Shyam from PersonalDevelopmentIsFun.com. Well, in today's podcast episode, you know, I'm going to share 5 interesting things that I learned while booking a Tatkal ticket for myself, you know, in the Indian Railways. For those of you who are not aware or not from India, a Tatkal ticket is a ticket that you can book one day in advance, you know, if you want to book a railway ticket in India. It is extremely difficult to procure and it requires a lot of effort, a lot of hard work to get a Tatkal ticket, like a ticket which helps you travel in the Indian Railways, you know, the very next day. One day before the journey, you can book the ticket. Now, the cool thing is that I was indeed able to book a Tatkal ticket yesterday, but the process involved, you know, taught me so many things. It almost, you know, changed my life in a small way, booking that Tatkal ticket. And that is why I want to share 5 really important lessons that I learned as I booked the Tatkal ticket. So here go those 5 lessons, you know, which you can apply to achieve your dream, whatever it is. Tip number 1, you need to do something different and something unique that everybody else is not doing. You need to find your own thing, your own voice, and put in your own effort, which is different from everyone else. That's tip number 1. Whatever you're trying to achieve, you're trying to start a restaurant, you're trying to start a business, you're trying to, you know, create something new with your life, make sure, you know, to do something unique and different. Don't just follow the crowd. There are many bloggers out there who, you know, keep doing things which, say, other good bloggers are doing. Say, they'll try to post one blog post every day. They'll try to, you know, copy other bloggers. But copying seldom helps. Now, you can copy Harry Potter and write your own book series, but will that really sell? Most probably not. Harry Potter was unique. Similarly, you need to come up with something unique and different. Let me tell you what I did different, you know, when I applied for my Tatkal ticket. I, along with my wife, you know, Kripa, both of us went to the railway station to get our ticket booked at 4 a.m. in the morning. The ticket counter opened at 10 a.m., but we went at 4 a.m. Now, I would say that was different and unique because 99% of the people would not arrive at the ticket counter at 4 a.m., isn't it? They might arrive at 6, they might arrive at 8, maybe 9 a.m. if the ticket counter opens at 10, but we went at 4 a.m. That was something hardly anyone did. A few people were still there already at the ticket counter, but it was hardly anyone. So you need to put in that unique tinge, you know, to your own hard work. You can do something different, which other people are not doing. Point number 2, you need to put in the extra hard work. From 4 a.m. to 10 a.m., Kripa and I, you know, we stood at the Tatkal counter and we waited patiently. We did not, you know, go here and there. We did not get distracted. We did not give up after, say, 6 a.m. We waited in line. We were at the start of the line and we put in that extra hard work from 4 a.m. to 10 a.m. You know, we dedicated all that time to this task, booking our Tatkal ticket. And yes, we were able to book our ticket in then. So you need to work a bit extra, you know, compared to many, many other people if you really want to succeed in achieving your dream. For example, let's say you're thinking of starting your own business. Now, many people think of starting their own business, but at the end of their day job, they relax, they watch TV, they don't do much about it. Well, you need to put in the extra 4 hours, 5 hours a day, or at least 1 hour a day extra, you know, compared to them. It is hard work and initially it is painful. That's because you're stretching yourself a bit. But that stretching is essential if you have to go after your dream. So this is point number 2 that I learned. You need to put in the extra hard work. Point number 3. You need to persevere and not give up even after repeated failures. Let me tell you what happened in my case when I was trying to book my Tatkal ticket. Initially, I wanted to book the ticket online. The online booking counter also opens at 10 a.m. So I conducted all the research, you know, I mastered the techniques, all online techniques of booking the ticket fast. you know, I got an autofill form, so I could click on one button and all my details would be filled online immediately. So I did everything I could to book the ticket online, you know, on the previous day. And you know what happened? Despite all my preparation, despite all my effort, despite mastering online ticket booking techniques, I got error messages after error messages for the first half an hour. I tried my best, but no, things didn't work out. I could not book my ticket. So well, for some time I felt, you know, like, oh no, I can't make this trip. Maybe a flight ticket, but no, I can't travel by train here. But then I came back after that. I said, no, I'm going to do it. And the next day, Krupa and I went to the railway station. We stood there at 4 a.m. and we got our ticket by 10 a.m. Now, that is it, you know. As you go after your dream, you are bound to fail sometimes, you know. You may fail the first time, the second time, the third time. Not everything will be so rosy. But that's the thing. Keep going on and don't give up. In any dream, for any dream, no matter what your goal is, you need to keep going on and not give up. A great person has said, perseverance is the hard work you do after you're done, you know, with the hard work you've already done. When you keep on going on, you'll eventually get what you want. Tip number 4 that I learned from this Tatkal experience was, you will be helped by a lot of people along the way, and you will help a lot of people along the way as you achieve your dream. This is interesting, but it makes the journey a lot more fun and, you know, a lot more beautiful. The fact that you will help a lot of people along the way and they will also help you along the way. For example, when I was waiting from 4 a.m. to 10 a.m., so many people, you know, who had booked Tatkal tickets earlier, they told me their life stories, you know. We discussed a lot of things about their previous Tatkal experiences. They told me what to do, what not to do, what to keep in mind. They gave me a lot of tips. We joked, we had some fun together. After all, if a group of people is waiting, you know, from 4 a.m. to 10 a.m., obviously, they'll have some fun, they'll interact, they'll joke around. So it was a very nice experience. Similarly, even when I was booking my ticket online the previous day, when I failed, I learned a lot from so many blogs about booking Tatkal tickets. So there are so many people who will teach you a lot of things along the way, and you will also teach them a lot of things along the way. You know, when I was standing in the Tatkal queue, two people came up to me and they inquired. They said, we want to book a Tatkal ticket tomorrow. You know, what tips can you give us? What time should we come at? What should we keep in mind? And I shared my knowledge with them. And as I did that, it was so beautiful. I was helping myself. And as I was learning, I was helping them. And so many other people were helping me. So this is a wonderful process, and it will definitely happen as you pursue your dream. Point number 5 that I learned was simply amazing. This point is the joy of really achieving what you truly want after you've, you know, put in all the hard work is just beautiful. It's unbelievable. It's wonderful. I remember the moment when the ticket was being booked at 10 a.m. and I could see all that effort that I had put in. And I could see, you know, that the person who booked the ticket, you know, typing out my details on the computer. Those details were displayed on a screen above the counter. As those things were appearing on that screen, my eyes almost went moist. It was like all that hard work, all that went into booking this ticket, it all came in front of me, and I was like, yes, this is happening right now. So no matter what your dream is, when you really achieve it, there's that special joy, that special beauty in it. You have done something, you know, that you truly wanted to do. It's superb. And well, once you're done with the dream, you move on to something else. You move on to your next dream, and you help other people achieve this dream that you have achieved. So well, these were the 5 interesting and important things that I learned about achieving any goal, achieving any dream, as I booked my Tatkal ticket. So well, whatever you're dreaming of doing, do it and don't give up. You learn all that there is to learn along the way. You'll meet a lot of nice people. You'll have to put in some hard work. You'll have to do something different. But it'll all be worth the effort in the end. All the best for your dreams, no matter what they are. And I'm off to Mumbai for now. Bye. Have a nice day. You know, we dedicated all that time to this task, booking our Tatkal ticket. And yes, we were able to book our ticket and then. So you need to work a bit extra compared to all, you know, compared to many, many other people if you really want to succeed in achieving your dream. For example, let's say you're thinking of starting your own business. Now, many people think of starting their own business, but at the end of their day job, they relax, they watch TV, they don't do much about it. Well, you need to put in the extra 4 hours, 5 hours a day, or at least 1 hour a day extra, you know, compared to them. It is hard work, and initially it is painful.